Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The Maney Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Congratulations to UNCC. The football team, Roy, is bowl eligible for the first time in their history.
I saw that. So exciting.
Yeah. I know a lot of Niners are heading off to early morning classes, although they might be off this week, actually. Come to think of it. Nicole, were you guys off the whole week of Thanksgiving, or did you have class up to Wednesday?
I'm pretty sure we were off the whole week of Thanksgiving.
I think so, too. So, anyway, congratulations to those guys and UNCC. We're proud of you guys.
Yes, very.
So, something is happening with online retailers that is making them lose out on a minimum of $2 billion a year, according to the article I read.
I can't believe that, because I do all of my shopping online, and if I can't get it on Amazon, I don't want it or need it.
Every year, the average American backs out of an average of 96 online purchases halfway through the buying.
Oh, well, maybe I do that.
I do that.
I told you we all did it.
Maybe I do that.
You think you do it 96 times a year? That number to me seemed high.
Probably, especially because of the bigger items. Like, I did it two times this morning. One was for a new pair of shoes, and the other one was a new pair of a new pot for a plant, and I backed out of it and didn't buy it.
I have a TV that I backed out of about 10 times. I want to get this TV, but I keep thinking that the price is going to go down, and it does. And then I get to, like, I'm, like, ready to press. And I'm like, no, I'm going to get a better price on this in a week. I just know it.
Yeah.
So I backed out on that. But the average American backs out of 96 online purchases. A survey of 2,000 Americans conducted by one poll found that over half of Americans would frustratingly back out of the purchase because the checkout process pushed them to a new tab or window. Americans also hate going through the extra verification measures.
Oh, you know what I'm really guilty of? If I can't, like on my computer, I have my card saved, or I can use PayPal. If I can't do either of those, I'm out.
You're not going to get your card.
If I have to go find my wallet, I'm not doing it.
No kidding. I agree with you. Over half of the respondents said they're less likely to go through with a purchase if they're prompted to receive an SMS code on their phone to prove it's them. 51% have backed out of buying something because the checkout process frustrated them. The survey also said that a lot of people had shopping envy and the process took too long and therefore stopped shopping because the process just took too long. So they realized they didn't want the item as much as they did. They weren't as envious as they were when they first started to get the item. So,
got to make it quick. We've got a short attention span.
Don't you think it'll be fun to hear from people, like, what was the big purchase that you were ready to buy, but you backed out and you left it? And it either stayed in your shopping cart or you just deleted it altogether.
704-570-9595.
What's your big purchase that you backed out of online? And it's funny, too, by the way, if it's still in the shopping cart, it's been there since, like, you know, July. And it's just sitting in the shopping cart. Amanda has that in her Amazon cart.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Her Amazon cart is filled with stuff from, like, probably months ago. And it's not even on the wish list. It's just like, I'm going to do it.
And is she ever going to do it?
She does do it, yeah.
Okay.
How about Alexa the other day was blinking yellow?
Okay.
So I asked her what was up.
I said, yeah, Alexa, you said, hey, why are you blinking yellow?
I did. And she goes, I'm telling you that you normally buy diapers this time of year or this time of month. Do you need diapers? Do you want me to order them again? She was following my patterns.
Have you seen where tell Alexa to do ha 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 and she sounds really creepy when she does it back?
No, but I'd like to.
You know, we have to get an Alexa to try it. But
perfect.
You ask her to say ha 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 and she goes ha 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 ha.
Oh, okay. Maybe somebody can play that for us after 9 this morning. All right, your big purchase. We want to hear from you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So have you ever backed out of a big purchase?
Yeah, like an online purchase.
You know, and Meany, you brought that up this morning, and at first when I heard it, I was like, oh, I don't do that. And then I'm like, oh, I do. Like, just twice this morning, I was going to buy shoes and then a pot for plants. And then I'm like, okay, no, Roy, you ever?
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Problem. Stop. Don't need that. You don't need to drop $100 this morning that you don't have.
But you started the process.
Yes.
And so according to this article, the average American drops out of backs out of 96 online purchases every year, leaving about $2 billion
on the table.
On the table for retailers, you know, online retailers. And Kelly's in Huntersville. Good morning, Kelly.
Hi.
So,
how are you?
Good, good. So are you someone who backs out of online purchases?
All the time. So recently, my husband needed all new work clothes. He's a chef, and so he wanted new jackets, new pants. And so I went through the process, had everything in the cart, and it was over $300 roughly. And there was no free shipping, and I couldn't find an online code, so I backed out and went to a different site.
There you go.
Well, someone said, Kelly, I'm glad that you're on, because someone sent a text message from 704 and said, I heard that if you put an item in your cart and you just leave it sit there for a while, the company can see that and will send you either a coupon or lower the price of the item.
Oh,
I believe that.
Tari does that all the time. I had to get my daughter a new car seat. We were in a car accident. Her car seat was bad, so we had to get her a new seat. And I left the car seat sitting in the cart for a couple of days, and it dropped it by $100. And then I had a 20% off coupon.
That is a good nugget. Thanks, Kelly.
Anytime I have to buy furniture, I do that. Okay. If you can buy it online, I'll leave it in the cart for a few days, or I'll leave the website open.
Mm. And that works.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I do reviews to pay for shipping.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
If you do reviews, you get free shipping?
No, I refuse.
Oh,
I refuse to pay shipping.
Oh, yeah.
In the world of Amazon, I'm not doing it.
And by the way, the item usually comes within the window that you would pay for anyway for free.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Like if you were going to pay for 3 days shipping, if you just did free shipping, it'll be there in 3 days.
This is Tatiana in Charlotte.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to the Main Rewind, the Rim Morning Show. What'd you back out of?
So we didn't back out. We built a Tesla online. You know how you can order and customize it with the colors and the features. And then at the very end, it shows you the total price. So my husband and I were like, well, you know, that's not the price that we thought it would be. So it's just kind of sitting there until budget allows. So not backing out, but just waiting. Maybe Elon will give us a discount. Probably not. But hey.
I mean, Tatiana, you know you're not going to be able to buy a Tesla for 10 grand.
Right.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All right. So you have one sitting there.
No, we already have one.
Oh.
So we got one 3 years ago, and we love it so much, but it's not performance, and I really want a performance one.
Okay.
So I customized it and built it, but...
She wants a loyalty discount.
Right. Lorenz, say hi to your neighbor.
Right? Return a customer, maybe?
Yeah.
No.
Tatiana, you live in that gated community by Lorenz Chateau,
don't
huh?
I live in a gated community.
Thanks, Tatiana. Yes, she does.
I do not.
This is Leah in Gastonia.
Hey.
Are you part of the $2 billion left on the table because you back out of purchases online?
No, we bought something on a website, a leather reclining love seat, and hope to have it for Thanksgiving. We paid $1,500 for it. The next week, it went on sale for $1,350, and it's already been shipped, and there's nothing we can do.
You can't call the company and be like, hey, I'm just going to return it.
And then buy the discounted.
I mean, the return fee is actually more than the difference of the price.
The return fee?
To restock it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, what company are you working with?
Well, the Mayfair. Or Wayfair, I'm sorry.
Wayfair, yeah, okay.
Well, I don't know. Wayfair's usually pretty good about their customer service, too.
Yeah, maybe she should have
fight
asked.
That, yeah.
Boy, I literally have Wayfair pulled up. I was already shopping this morning. I'm closing that window. This is Ian in Charlotte.
Ian.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, buddy. Are you part of the $2 billion that leave money on the table because you back out of your purchase?
Oh, yes. It was a couple nights ago. I don't know if you guys saw my feed or not. I bought an old muscle car. I bought a 72 Camaro, and I was shopping for some leather racing seats for the front. And I get to the cart. I set up my account, create my password so I can be a returning customer. And then it says, oh, don't forget the seat adapters.
Mm.
So I'm like, oh, okay, seat adapters, $140 a seat. So it adds an extra $280 to my $1,000 purchase, and I backed out. And then, like, the night after, it was like, hey, something go wrong? We're still here waiting for you. And I was like, yeah, thanks for that.
That's true. Sometimes you'll see stuff in your email that'll be like, hey, don't forget about the, you know, Nike shoes that you want to buy. They're sitting in the cart.
We know you love this.
Thanks, bud. Yeah.
But that's when a coupon code would come in or free shipping. Like, that might put you over the edge and go, okay, now I'm going to get
it. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Roy, you want to see if someone has an Alexa readily available?
I do, because evidently I heard that Alexa does this weird ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. I'll explain more after Marshmallow and Cambridge.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. And start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.